Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 102. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Everything all at once.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty heavy, though, isn't it?
It's pretty deep.
It is.
Especially for a middle-aged mini.
This is a quick deep dive, right?
Quick deep dive. Deep, dip, deep, deep. Doing all right?
Yeah.
Good. Hanging in there?
I'd say yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good.
That's what you pay me to say, right? Yes.
Yeah. A lot of zeros. Is that the show flow notes? It says, Sean has to say, doing okay.
I'm doing great.
And Nate, usually you say, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Good, and we hope the creepies are doing well, obviously. They are very important to us because they listen. Let's get right to it. I'm excited about this episode.
Yes,
Sean, tell the creepies.
It's your choice.
It is.
Bang, right?
It is.
With a bang.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about the Goatman Bridge legend of Maryland and Kentucky. To give a little bit of foundation, according to the urban legend, Goatman is a creature resembling a goat-human hybrid, often credited with canine deaths and purported to take refuge in the woods of Prince George's County, Maryland. That's the United States, of course. And then there's also in Kentucky, there's a Pope Lick monster that connects into the Goatman, too.
In Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah, good old Louisville.
Yeah, I have. I've been intrigued about the Goatman legend, and there's a lot more. But these are the two most famous ones: the Pope Lick monster in Kentucky, and then the Goatman in Maryland. So I thought we could do both,
right?
Compare legends. So, I'm going to say ahead of time because I don't like this. I don't, and you two as well, being
you don't like
animal
us?
Lovers. No, I don't like you guys, but being dog lovers, the Goatman. We're going to talk about the one in Maryland first.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorizes lovers, so kind of like a lover's lane, you know, mm-hmm. a little hangout, smoochy face. He terrorizes lovers, chases teens. That's fine. But decapitates dogs. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
I don't like it. I don't like it a bit. I don't like it, Nate.
I found many believe the legend of the Goatman started there in Maryland.
Yes. That is true. That is a fact.
Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very popular. And by the way, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Put on the list, both of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to go to Louisville and, yeah.
This is reading like a superhero. Many believers say an experiment gone wrong is to be blamed for turning a scientist into a half mutated half man, half goat creature.
You are correct.
Wow.
The first media mention of the Goatman came on October 27th, 1971, the year I was born, in the Bowie-based Prince George's County News. Says in the article writer Karen Hostler, she took a deep dive into the University of Maryland folklore archives. She mentions that the Goatman, along with the ghosts and something called the Bowman, that also haunts the wood around Fletchertown Road. So anyway, she wrote 2 weeks later, she said, she put in a newspaper article, the headline was, Residents Fear Goatman Lives, Dog Found Decapitated in Old Bowie. Again, I don't like that.
No.
We got to get him.
Seeing the dogs
can't
go
be
down.
Hurting doggies.
Says, while Goatman stories originated in the early 70s, some of its legends are set in the 50s within Prince George's County following the disappearance and or death of, like you said, multiple dogs, which were later attributed to this creature. However, given the conditions of remains, the deaths may be more likely to the result of passing trains. So let's blame it on the trains, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Despite evidence to the contrary, stories of Goatman's existence continue to circulate, especially among local students. Graffiti reading, Goatman was here, was not uncommon, and law enforcement would habitually receive calls of reported sightings, albeit with a number of them being pranks.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I found the Goatman is said to roam the area with an axe in hand, chasing after cars that dare approach the bridge at night. think I'm going to avoid that bridge at night.
Oh, no, we're going after him, mate. It's hurting puppy dogs.
Well, then we're going to armor the vehicle.
Darn right. We'll take your SUV.
As I understand, the goat man goes after the tires, too, so you can't get away. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's he's diabolical.
You know what? Bring it on, goat man.
Right.
You know what? Let's go. Let's
bring
throw it down.
Well, you bring got, an axe, I'll bring a bazooka.
Thunder?
Huh?
You got lightning and got thunder?
Darn right I do.
You bring the axe, I'll bring the bazooka. Is that right? And like,
yeah.
One up.
It's like in Tombstone. He's got a fight coming. He's going to bleed. Yeah, it says he. Now, I like this. It said that he yells, squeals, and yes, makes goat noises, I would hope, since they call him Goatman. He's made reported appearances all across the region. Of course, he has inspired fear and fascination for decades. But according to historian author and Mark Opasanik, sorry, Mark, he is the foremost expert on the Maryland legend. There is a canonical Goatman origin story, and it begins in Fletchertown Road in Bowie. Very interesting legend. I don't know, because there's a lot of people that said they have seen said creature, or it could be just a, you know, crazy maniac out there, or like they even said, like maybe a homeless man, you know, is living at the bridge. You know, he's coming after him with a weapon, like an axe or something. So
it says here that the goat man lives in a makeshift shack somewhere hidden in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So go find the shack. You'll find the goat man.
That's right. And not Shaq O'Neal.
There was, I've watched several different videos about people, you know, investigating and looking into the legend and the lore to see if they could find anything. And there was one group of kids that were out there, and as soon as they got out of their car, they could hear from the distance in this area, the wooded area by the bridge, this like screaming. And could you fake that? Not a screaming goat.
You've been waiting.
I wondered how
in.
Long we were going to make it without making the Jim Brewer. <He's> like, that's where this all comes from, right? It comes out of Saturday Night Live. They heard this like blood curdling scream. It sounded like somebody just like in terror, like probably being decapitated, right? But they were like, oh my gosh, like we haven't even started and we're already hearing like, and could that be faked? Of course, but you know, and for theatrical effect, but these kids seemed legitimately like freaked out and scared.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty unnerving.
Well, they use this also as a way to keep kids in line. So they would. So here, the guy I was talking about, Mark, so and so, whoever I butchered his name. He said that he grew up just miles away from Bowie in Greenbelt and remembers very clearly the first time he heard the Goatman legend. He said he was in seventh grade and in the back seat of his friend's older brother's car. He said we would get rides and when we'd act up in the back seat, they would tell us to shut the hell up. Or they'll dump us on Fletchertown Road, and the goat man will get us.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, ever since, he became enamored of the story. Also, says on, good grief, I can't read, the police department, Prince George's County Police, are also quoted in the piece saying in this article by Mr. Mark that the legend gets passed from generation to generation, and they have been receiving more recent calls about Goatman sightings as it gets, you know, down the years. So very fascinating and interesting. So yeah. I don't know.
It says there are so many variations on the story of Prince George's County Goatman that it is nearly impossible to keep them all straight. For some, it is but a lonely, angry goat herder who went berserk after finding his beloved goats dead due to teens tampering. To others, he is in the same family as Bigfoot, a mythical beast that roams the earth. In perhaps the most bizarre tale of them all, the Goatman is a result of a gas experiment at the Beltsville Research Agricultural Center. The USDA facility has actually been forced to deny that one, which I think is
Can
hilarious.
Can you believe that? Yeah.
Yes, there is no Goatman. We are not responsible. Thank you very much.
We have no knowledge of said Goatman.
We can neither confirm nor deny, but we're going to have to deny.
Right. Now, Beaverman, yes, but not Goatman. Otterman. Dr. Barry Pearson. Now, he is a professor of folklore in the English department at the University of Maryland. He was in charge of the aforementioned University of Maryland folklore archives. He says, even today, if I mention the goat man on the first day of class, all the locals know exactly what I'm talking about. He thinks that the legend of the goat man was influenced by car culture in the 60s and 70s, which gave teens the freedom to discover the world around them. He said it also might be tied to what students were learning about Greek culture and the half-man, half-goat god Pan. in school. And I did I love Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
We, as fifth or sixth grade, we did, gosh, I bet 6 weeks of Greek mythology, and we had to choose a character. And I did Pan.
Mm-hmm.
That was my book report, and I did really
Heck
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always liked him. Anyway, it says, certainly the newspaper accounts helped, and goats are, you know, kind of freaky anyway.
Right.
And he's quoted saying, goats are known to be smelly and sometimes kind of charming, but if you look at them closely, especially in their eyes, they are really scary in their own way. So
mm-hmm.
that's his idea of why and how it got started.
For those brave enough to seek him out, the goat man can be found near Governor's Bridge, mm-hmm. which spans the, what do you call the river?
Potomac.
Potomac?
Yep.
Yeah.
Potomac.
Potomac.
I know. Potomac. Monkey Ranch.
Park under the bridge after dark and prepare to have your vehicle pelted with rocks. There are claims of shrill cries and screams coming from the woods, and even rumors that the goat man drags thrill seekers into the woods, never to be heard from again.
Mm. I never thought you'd be so scared of goats, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I love my puppies and I love my cars. Don't mess with my dogs and don't throw rocks in my car. And then we're going to fight. That's right. Anything else on the Maryland goat man?
I don't think so. He's scary enough.
Yeah. So let's shift our thoughts to the Popelik monster in Louisville.
Yes.
Kentucky.
So in Kentucky, the goat man lives beneath a railroad bridge over the Popelik Creek. One version of the story goes that he hypnotizes or uses voice mimicry to lure people onto the bridge to be killed by a passing train. That's mm-hmm. freaky.
Yeah. So when I first heard this one, this particular goat man, he can mimic the sound of your friends or your whoever, whatever.
Hey, come over here. I found something.
Why does Johnny sound like a goat tonight?
Yeah. Hold on. I need to tie my shoe.
Hey, Billy.
Billy goat? Oh, no. So that is creepy. Yeah, and then you get Nate. I'm not the dummy. You're the dummy.
I'm not the dummy. You're the dummy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I'm looking at the picture of the bridge here in Louisville, and looks creepy in itself, let alone having some crazy goat man coming after you. It's the old trestle for the northern Suffolk Railway.
Mm-hmm.
Legends of the paranormal have turned this site into the center of fear and the home of a renowned creature. Obviously, we said the goat man of Popelik, or the Popelik monster. He's part man, part goat. Maybe even part sheep. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. He's the trifecta.
Right.
Yeah. Says that what is his name? I just lost it. I am sorry. Oh, my gosh. His last name is Doman or Domine. He said that one tale, the goat man arose as a tale of a local farmer back in the day, tortured a herd of goats for Satan, and he signed a contract with him and forfeited his soul. In the process, he was converted into this terrible creature that was sent to live under the trestle, seeking revenge on people. And it says also, this same guy says that a circus train was crossing the trestle one day, and it derailed. And in one of the cars, there was a kind of circus freak. So whether it was a farmer who made a deal with the devil or a so-called circus freak seeking revenge, there is one thing everyone agrees on when sharing tales about the goat man, and that is what he looks like. Legs are muscular, covered with a coarse dark hair. He's got the same dark hair on the parts of his body. And his face is alabaster, they say, and has horns as well. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Other stories claim the monster jumps down from the trestle onto the roofs of cars passing beneath it. Yet another legend tells that it attacks its victims with a blood-stained axe, and that the very sight of the creature is so unsettling that those who see it while walking across the high trestle are driven to leap off.
Oh, not good.
Not good.
But at least from the sound of it, or the non-sound of it, he does not decapitate puppy dogs.
Mm.
That's good.
That's a positive. You got to look for positive. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
He could come after me and want to cut my head off, but he doesn't, you know. Mm-hmm. He doesn't kill puppy dogs.
Said the neighborhood that...
But daggone, he jumps on the hoods of cars. See, I don't like that.
The neighborhood is a Fisherville neighborhood, and it's all the description you guys have been talking about, part man, part goat, possibly part sheep, and it's covered in greasy fur with the sharp horns protruding from its pale white forehead and equipped with cloven hooves in the place of feet. So, yeah, like you said, the fawn looking thing. But yeah, the greasy fur is kind of gross, you know, but I'm sure it doesn't bathe very often. Let's be fair. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a wanderer.
Helps it lay down.
Right. Yeah.
Repels the rain.
it just runs right off. Yeah, that's
how do you like your goat, man? Greasy.
Common misconception is that the trestle is abandoned and no longer used. In reality, the bridge carries a major rail artery into Louisville. Mm-hmm. It is used several times daily, so do not climb the trestle. If caught, you will be arrested.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, they think it's not used, but they do use it. Also, it says the goat man supposedly is a very sly creature. Now, like you said, Sean, he, you know, mimics other voices or uses hypnosis. Says also that, you know, of course, he does this to trick you to go up onto the trestle. Says he has been known to mimic the voice of children who are calling for help. So not just mimicking, you know, voices, but mimicking children.
Now
he's picking on children.
Well, that's what I guess he's when you heard that voice screaming, it sounded, I would say, like a teenage boy is what it sounded like, kind of like a young person. But that's, I wouldn't, maybe not quite a kid, but like a younger male voice is what it sounded like screaming. And so it could, that's weird to, you know, now that you say that, it was like, it could have been him mimicking a kid. It's really disturbing.
The same guy said that, the legend of the Kentucky Bigfoot is alive and strong today, but he stressed about this particular creature. So so now you got a Kentucky Bigfoot with the Popelik monster in that area. So that's great. Take your pick your poison, I guess. I don't know. You got some crazy half goat man with a bloody axe, and then you got Bigfoot.
So next time we visit Waverly, we need
maybe
to
maybe take that off the list.
Right, take it off it. Take it back off the list. Go see Waverly, and we go hang out here, right? I mean, this is
yeah, I wonder where. Yeah, I mean,
can't be that far.
We'll have to look for that.
The pictures are disturbing. Creepy. I think they're meant to be, but right.
Well, and there's one picture that's really disturbing, but it's on all the social media accounts, TikTok. It's that one. It's like a nighttime.
Yeah, where he's like holding up his hand and
yeah. That's a little eerie. What do you think? I don't know if I would, I would like to go.
You gonna have shotgun in hand?
Boat? Huh?
Shotgun in hand. Bazooka.
That's right. Tank. Right. 'Cause I don't want my car scratched up. Put on the list, John. Back on the list.
Okay. I'll put it back on.
We'll do Kentucky 'cause it's just closer and easier. And then sometime down the road, we'll go to Maryland. not as close, but, Nate, do you have any more stories? Did you see?
No, I'm not really finding anything more. Okay. I think we've hit all the main topics of it, yeah.
I think it's a fun legend, creepy legend, interesting, and who knows how it started. I mean, got all these theories on both of them, but I think it's cool.
The satanic farmer makes the most sense, honestly.
He made a deal with the devil.
The black sheep, black goats, right there.
You like that better than the circus freak?
I kind of like the circus freak, I'll be honest with that.
I like both. Maybe it's a circus, well... Hold on, now I'm getting confused.
Satanic circus freak.
Sean, do you have anything else? Or?
I do not. Okay. Only nonsense.
Only well,
that's pretty much what I'm chock full.
Well, then if you're not going to add anything else, I'm not. Nate, take us out, brother.
No goat about it, man. That's a wrap.
That was good. That was really
goat.
Yeah, he knows how to get your goat.
He does know how to get your goat.
Well, thank you, Nate, for that. And, of course, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 102 and our discussion on the legend of Goatman Bridge in Kentucky and Maryland. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Later.